good tevach. We're holding in Shin Vav. Last week we finished Siv Vav. Tonight in Yad Hashem, if all goes well, we'll Yad Hashem finish the Simin. We have only two Sifim left. Yisayit is thick, but easy. But I held with Minas Shemayim. I want to revisit something back into Siv Vav. Minas Shemayim, someone asked me a shayla this week, which is Mamish Siv Vav. So I figure I'll share with the Elam. Let's see what the Elam says with the shayla. Someone called me up. There's a doctor's office here in town. It was a specialist that Bederek Kalal, in order to be covered by insurance, you have to have a referred from your primary physician or whatever. And that's been going on for who knows how many years. He just discovered now that a few months ago, AmeriChoice changed their policy. And for this type of procedure, you're allowed to be covered by insurance even if you don't have a referral. He realized that the last few months, patients would come in and say they want a procedure, and he would say, the secretary would say, do you have a referral? And many patients would say no. And there were those who say, okay, Beseda, then let's postpone it, let's reschedule, and I'll get a referral in the meantime. And there were those who say, forget it, okay, so let's just do the procedure. For those people who he told that you need a referral, and otherwise you're not covered, they went ahead, they got the procedure, and they don't know that they could collect from their insurance. So they ended up not collecting from their insurance based upon the say-so, the advice of the secretary. So the shail is the secretary now mechuyev to call up the few hundred patients from the last 3 months trying to sort out who was it who might have had AmeriChoice and didn't use AmeriChoice based on her say-so. So the who paid, that's very nice, but we don't know who. You don't have AmeriChoice insurance, right? Not everyone has AmeriChoice insurance.
So how
do I know?
They have put the insurance in.
No, but if the insurance didn't cover, so you're just going to pay out of pocket.
They take all the people that paid out of pocket.
So all the people are paying out of pocket. We have, let's say, 100 people to sort out. Find out which one of those have AmeriChoice. Now, a lot of people have AmeriChoice won't cover because they got a referral. But find out which ones had AmeriChoice and didn't get covered because the secretary misled them unknowingly. Fine. Okay. Fine, so we can go one by one. This was the shayla. Is the secretary Stamazoi achroi for the hefsid that happened? Is she achroi? So let's take it apart. They never told. The doctor is the shayla, but the doctor never told the patient. It was the secretary who told the patient. So he wants to know, is he mukuyiv? Now, if his secretary is going to have to do all the calling, mitzidoyev, the doctor, it's going to cost him money. It's going to take hours of her work. So, hachav zaveda, not mukuyiv to give up money for. So mitzidoyev, the doctor, lukhayr de zikhano, hachav zaveda. Now you want to know mitzad the secretary herself. So the shayla. So let's first take the very first thing that comes to mind is where was Alechka Simchina? Did they tell her Alechka Simchina? You know, I'm relying on you that we can't be covered. Pashas, no one says that, so there's no Alechka Simchina. So now we run into a Makloikis, right? And Rama holds that even with Alechka Simchina you're chayiv. However, we paskin like the Mechaba that without Alechka Simchina you're going to be potter. So there's no Alechka Simchina. No of us. There's Alechka. There's a halacha that if you now, so someone wanted to tie, one of my chaverim wanted to tie, it's marim advarim. You see that they went through with the procedure and they didn't charge the insurance. So you see, it's marim advarim that they relied on the secretary. So I hope that there's no marim advarim because, unless I'm mistaken, you can go have the procedure and then afterwards you can send in the claim to the insurance that yen a day we had the procedure. So l'chayra, it's no marim advarim. They had the procedure and they figured that when they go home, they don't want to lose their appointment. When they go home, they call up AmeriChoice and find out if they're covering or not. So you don't have the marim advarim. No of us. Now you want to know that is the secretary a mumcha or not? I would say that Klapi, knowing which insurance policies and what they cover and how they cover, Lachari, she's the biggest mumcha in the world. She's a bigger mumcha than me and you.
The doctor?
Probably the secretary even knows more than the doctor. What does the doctor know? The doctor does the procedure. The secretary is the one who does the billing. She knows which insurance turned it down and what the tanoim of each insurance is. Lachari, she's a numen. Lachari, she's not a head yet. Then if not her, then who is the woman?
No, it's assuming it's the same person also. But the second is the village.
Yeah, I assume that. Yeah, that was the case. So l'chayra, she'll have a din of a numin, and the halacha of a numin is that you're pot if it's b'chinam, if you get paid, you're shei mezaka. But we have a different problem. Where's the halacha simchina? So Teretz, you're going to say the halacha simchina is because we had the nesivus that if you pay, there's an automatically halacha simchina, because why else am I paying? Right? The only thing is, over here, I'm not paying her for her advice, I'm paying her to be a secretary, so I'm paying for other people to do the scheduling. Granted, she gives advice as well. So here there's a gillian mashot, the Chuvis Shlomo Meiga and others, the Luma Mishpat, I think we mentioned it Agav last week, is that if the host for a while when you pay, there's a built-in halakha simchina, because why am I paying for? If you're paying for other things, more general for the pa'ula, and gradually she gives advice as well, you don't have that. So l'chayr over here felt in halakha simchina. So mitzad that alone, l'chayr she should be pata. You rely on the secretary. Whatever the secretary... So l'chayra, she'll be potter because you don't have a lakas samchina. So that's one patur. Now, I wanted to tie... It's like an oynis, okay, but if you get paid, we paskin, even if a new coin comes out, right? If you're a bucky, in a circle Islam made, but you get paid, you will be kaif. Not like the Rashba. So we paskin, l'chayra, can we say kimli like the Rashba Pasha, so we paskin that you can be kaif, even if it'll be like that. Again, if it's Islamite, if it's mamish and oinus kama form, I don't know if it's like mamish and oinus kama. She could have, she should have, whatever it is. So bekitza, so one patur is that there's no alaka samchina l'chayra, but I want to suggest as a second patur, and that is that l'chayra, she's an umman, I know you don't like that, but l'chayra, she's more knowledgeable than in this than any of us. And I hold that she's not paid. She's bechinam. Why? Because I don't pay a secretary. I pay the doctor. The doctor pays the secretary. So if the secretary gave the doctor wrong advice, bad advice, so then yes, we could talk about her responsibility to the doctor. But her responsibility vis-a-vis me, she's not my employee bechlal. If she's not my employee, then I'm back to a umin bechinam that should be potter. So l'chayr, that's another reason why she should be part. There's a different malkiel in Chelek Hei Reishkav Beis, which l'chayr goes through these cheshbonos, that if I'm paying an employer, an employee isn't paying the employee, that employee is not my employee, and a mamela doesn't have the responsibilities of shreimim to me, only to the employer, to her employee, to the doctors. Sorry? She was massive, let's say 25 people from collecting insurance. So that's a third heta. One of the dayanim wants to suggest that the heta will be this menias harevach, that okay, they could collect her insurance, but she didn't help. They paid for the procedure because they're supposed to pay for the procedure, and granted they could now get reimbursed, and they didn't bother. So I tied it to him that I don't know the mitzias, but I don't know if this is menias harevach, if I'm right on the mitzias. Just like a shulchani. What happened? A buyer bought something from me and he gave me a coin to pay. And I bring it to the Shulchan and I say, should I accept this coin and waive the chayv or not? And the Shulchan said, yeah, take the coin and waive the chayv. That's not considered menias harevach, that's a garmi. He was mazik me that he caused me to waive the chayv, to let the chayv go. When I pay premiums on insurance, I paid a merit choice. I pay premiums like a tattle every month. So now they owe me to reimburse me. Now it's a chayv that they have to me. If I'm a patient and I had this procedure, they owe me that money. Comes along the secretary and convinces me that I should let the insurance company go. I mean, she didn't intend to do that, but that's basically what she's telling me. She's telling me that the insurance guy is not going to pay you, so mamela, don't bother claiming from them. So she's causing me to be masid a chayv. So my friend Tanya, no, it's not true. And I'm a metzias, well, I'll give him a metzias. He Tanya that the insurance company doesn't owe you a penny until you make a claim. So mamela, it's not true. She let a chayv go. They don't owe you anything until you make the claim. So she bavarned that you shouldn't make the claim to have them pay you. And I said, I don't think that's the case. I think avada they owe me. Novaz, if I don't make the claim, they're not going to pay. I have to prove it. But besides my contract, I have a deal with them. When I pay premiums, I have to cover all the procedures that I'm eligible for. And this procedure I was eligible for. So l'chayr, they already owe me the money. And now the sector is causing me to give up that chayv.
It's even worse. They usually owe the doctor. They don't owe the patient.
tell the patient, if the doctor bills it and it goes to the doctor, I think, I don't know, maybe. Right, it's only collecting it. That's what they owe me. So the chayv, she's causing me to be mafsid my chayv. So this heta, I don't know if I'm so stark on, but lechayo, you have the other etayim that she's not my employee, so she's not paid. She's a umim bechina, and I never said a lakasum chino. So lechayo, those two etayim should work out. Lechayo. Now you want to know hashavas aveda, so mitzida, and ekranim. Maybe she has a din hashavas. She should have to call up everyone. Forget the din of garmi that she did. Also hashavas aveda.
The doctor contributes insurance, which they said is not allowed to bill the patients unless it's according to the insurance.
Okay.
The doctor,
so build Shalei Kedin.
He's not allowed to build it.
He already did. So now he built, he made a toys. He already built Shalei Kedin.
The deal that I have between, when he's in network,
so maybe he owns.
He has to be
some, if it's an in network doctor, you mean, you have to know if he's in network. No, he's saying that if once you accept insurance. But then you're now allowed to bill the patient. You have no right to bill the patient. No, I think he's saying that. He's saying that. Once you're in contract with the insurance company, you have no right to bill the patient. So in the mail, the doctor might owe money back to the patient, you mean? Oh, yeah. Okay, now you're making more shrey on the doctor. You have to know if it's considered to take that insurance.
The doctor billed me and they said insurance doesn't cover. And I told him, you're in the network. You have to know.
He built
a
different
state. No, but I'm saying, if you're in the network, why not me? You have a contract with that. Not me. In other words, if you go to a doctor's conference,
good.
Okay, I have insurance company.
Good.
Insurance. Okay, so the insurance doesn't pay you. You
good.
But if you go to a doctor that's in the network,
right?
It means that you should know about the network coverage.
And therefore what? And they should know, and therefore?
Therefore, you're a nomad that was masked
for you. It was a nomad, but they just changed the rule a couple of months ago. She didn't know. For years, it's been always you needed a referral. They didn't know that there was a change of the rule that you can do it without a referral. Oh, if it would be something else? I'm saying, so if it's a pshia, and again, you have to know, if it's a pshia, then avad even bechinim you'd be chayv, because avad umen is a shay mechinim, he's not, right, even bechinim is a shay mechinim, but pshia is going to be chayv for. All right. Sorry? Do you have a lifnim mishur es hadin of the meira? Yeah, I mean, that's if you're a Talmud Chacham or Anshei Maisa. I don't know if the secretary. Eishes chava kechava. You mean? She didn't come. He came. The doctor came. All right, fine. Let's move on, Rabbi. So let's do Siv Zayin. All right, kishmak. It was min hashemayim. You should know. The similar type of a shiloh is in Eretz Yisrael. Here it's not so common, but in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of the esrog sellers, they sell dalad minim, they hire a rav to be there to check on the spot for you. And the rav blows it sometimes, unfortunately, and he causes you to buy, so you pay $200, whatever it's for your dalad minim, and you ended up with a puzzle of dalad minim. So now shiloh is, could you go back to the rav? Now the rav is supposed to be an omen, so he's an omen, and he's getting paid. But who does he get paid from? He gets paid from the seicha. He gets paid. He doesn't get paid from the buyer. So make copy the buyer, his relationship would be only like a shem bechinam. So vayti be potal to umen bechinam. That same type of alumnus. Over there, you zicha have a lot of some chino. Because even if I don't tell you, I'm buying it right now. So there's a clear lot of some chino. But even though it's a clear lot of some chino, but you're only a shem bechinam.
Isn't the point giving part of the service is giving you the extra plus the roof?
Selling the rub. He's giving you that convenience so you don't have to run around town. You'll have to run on the spot. It's true, but I'm not buying more or less. If I tell him, you know what, I don't need the rub. I pay less for my dalmina. No. They're throwing in it. It's a perk that he throws in to get you to buy. Right. Right. Oh, so very good. So if that tabach, if that sheikhet will mess up, only thing is today we don't keep the chickens ourselves. You mean he's messing up that I won't have the schus of tzedakah to the yoni? I give the chickens. You don't have to do it again. No. No, but I want, I messed up, but you want that the chicken should go to the yoni, that you get the schus tzedakah as well. And now he messed up my schus tzedakah. Okay, you have to know. But lamaisi zicha is an omen and I'm not paying him. Only thing, sometimes you give sheikhet go. And what, and you walk home with the chicken?
I'm not saying no, you won't walk home with the chicken, but you can't walk because it's being shoved in the front.
I hear. Okay, but there you have to know how that works. You're inviting, you're not paying the sheikhet, you're paying the seicha. Right, and you're paying the seicha, and the seicha pays the sheikhet. All right.
Property insurance, right?
Yeah.
So that's the vandalism. So vandalism insurance broker doesn't want to buy property. He's the best policy out there. Give him a policy. Yeah, I know they say you're not covered because you only cover for vandalism, you're not covered for that. Goes to the broker. The broker said I've got the I want the best policy out there.
Right.
Well, best.
Best means cheapest. Best means the most secure. I don't know if he's biskar. No. I don't know if he's biskar. You don't pay the broker. I buy insurance, and the insurance company pays the broker. He's not my. I don't pay him at all. Right? He might be only chinam. It's an umman bechinam. He might be pata. Same type of alumnus and a kanami. He was Pesheya. Oh, if he's Pesheya, so why didn't Itaka tell him what happened? Okay, that I don't know. Okay, fine. Let's move on, Rabbi Say. Siv Zayin. Tabak Sha'isa Bechinim Venibo. You have the Sheikhit who shechted and he messed up. And he's doing it bechinam. So the halach is, we just said that by bechinam, the halach is that if he's a hedjit, he's going to be chayif, and if he's a umman, he's going to be pata. V'chein shukhani sha'am ayofa v'nim tzara. Also, shukhani said that this dinu was a good one you could accept, v'nim tzara. V'chein kol k'b'yaitse v'zeh. All other type of stories of umnim, that they're doing a pechinim, that the halacha is that if they're a hedyut, they are chayiv, and if they are an umnim, they are pata. And now there's a machloikis, ichtaynech min an umnim. I'm an umnim. And you tell me, you gotta get in, come on, you don't really mean that, right? And I said, no, I am, I really am. And we have a machloikis if I'm an umnim or not. Aleim lohavi raya shemumchim, the tabach, or the shulchani, or the umnim has to bring a raya to prove that he's a mumcha. Vim lo yavi a raya mishamin. And if they don't bring a raya, they're gonna have to pay. Gavaldik. That's the $1 billion, not even millions, $1 billion cash on this sif. And look, on the page is nothing, everything is fine, no sman, no shak, no taz, no ksais, no, everything's gavaldik. It's a pella, what is going on? What happened to the klal of Hamitzin Mekavere all over Raya? Yeah, it's a shver maisa, very shver maisa. So, like this. The Ravid Baruch Hashem asked the Kasha, about a dozen Achreinim asked the Kasha. But Baruch Hashem, there's a Ravid and a Shita Mekubetzes who asked this Kasha. He wants to know what happened to Tomeitz Mekaver all over Raya. So, Betzim, let's start off. Let's just go back a bit. Where is this coming from? It's coming from a Gemara. The Gemara was talking about a case of a Tabach, that he shechting to a Tanagoil and his Menabel, and he went to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, I see right the Mamchas of Tanagoilim Vafterek. If you prove that you're a Mumcha, I'll let you off the hook, I'll pat to you. So, from here, we learn out this halacha that by a tabach you have to prove that you're a mumcha. Comes, how do we know by a shulchani? So that's not a gemara, but that the Rav Magatzer is a kavuchayma. Madoch a tabach that we have a klal. Normally we could assume that roiv mitzui neitzah shchita mumchenein. Normally people don't approach doing shchita unless they know what they're doing. Not like me, but unless they know what they're doing, most people don't go. So brave people go, Eitzah Shkita Mumchanein. And nevertheless, we said it's Allah Tabak to bring a raya that is a mumcha. That's not enough. You can't rely on that raya. You have to prove it. Kosha came by a shulchani that he doesn't have to prove that he's a mumcha. And the lecharidah by shulchani, you have to prove not stam a mumcha, right? We have to prove that he's a mumcha that in your Torah Islam, you're the spitz mumcha, you're a baki kedankai v'issa. Yeah, so that's what the Rav Magad says. Fine. God, there's another agav, there's another halacha, there's a shach in Simon Chav Hei. The shach in Sivkot Yud Gimel Ois Peis, the shach compares it also to a dain. There's a halacha in a certain case when a dain makes a mistake, the dain has to pay, but if he's a mumcha, he's pata. And what happens if the shail, if the dain's a mumcha or not? So the shach, al hadain lahavi rai, that he's a mumcha, and if not, he's going to be chayiv. And he brings a rai from our halacha. You see, by over here, you have to pay. If you don't bring a raya, so too by a dayan. If he doesn't prove that it's a mumcha, he's going to be chayiv. All right. And again, we're going to learn out, and that pashas fits into mechaber's logic. Mechayin kol kliyot of them in any type of industry, dayan, whatever the industry might be, that you have to prove that you're a numin. All right. So the raya is a kasha. What I'm telling you to make a veil of a raya. And for the Ravid, a Gavaldika Teretz. And this Teretz, a dozen Achreinim, no less, a dozen Achreinim was Machavin to the Ravid. No one brings the Ravid, but they all Machavin to the Ravid's Teretz. The Ravid says that there's a klal by a Shoimel. We know that a Shemachinim is Chaifa Pshin, is part of Gneva Aveda. A Shemesach is Chaifa Gneva Aveda, and is part of Ainsin. And what happens when Ainsin happens? So what's halakha? Hashem has to swear. What happens? Zok Isi ben Yehuda. What happens if the oinus happened berabim? The oinus happened in public when there are people around. Then he doesn't get off the hook by swearing. He has to bring edim. And yesh raya, yavi raya, vim lav. He's going to have to pay. This heter, so to speak, that we give him, that he can make a shoe and get off the hook, that's because there was no Edom around. But if something happened, b'mokum Edom, it's not enough that he makes a shoe. He must bring Edom. If he doesn't bring Edom, anything short of Edom, he's going to be chayiv. Zokta Ravid, a tabach is a shoima, right? A tabach, and what he did, Zokta Ravid, what the tabach did, there was, that he's a mumcha or not, is bavost. He has a butcher house, a shlachta. Everyone knows if he's a mumcha or not. It's not, he didn't wake up today to check. Apparently he's been shechting for a while. He has a business. So we can find out in town if this guy's a mumcha or not. It's like Isa ben Yudas din. It's yesh raya. It's something that he could prove whether he's a mumcha or not. Since he could prove that he's a mumcha or not, he's not potter with a shua. He must prove that he's a mumcha, vim lav, he's going to be chayiv. It goes under Isi ben Yehuda's din. Since his tabak is bavost, so he could prove that he's a mumcha or not, Memeli is going to be chayiv if he doesn't prove it. As is enter the Ravid, and this is Riki Veigo, and the Beis Levi, Nachal Yitzchak, Kedushi Rim, Beis Yaakov, Kevitz Shurim, Chazanish, Kalkaz Yankiv, Achreinim Galore, and on. There are so many Achreinim who say this teretz. Rav Steinman was mechavin to this teretz. He sent it to, he was still, he wasn't Eretz Yisrael then, he was a young Rosh Shiva. He sent this teretz to the Chalkas Yankov, to Reb Reish. And Reb Reish liked the teretz, he had enough from the teretz. This is the teretz that will go on to Issa ben Yudas din, that if you could bring a raya, you have to bring the raya. All right. Well, something went wrong, right? I was a tabach. I was a shema on the item. Something went wrong with the item. It was keshacht improperly. So now I was mafsed the animal. The animal got knifsed. So luchayra, I'm going to have to make a shvua. If I'm a shema, I'm going to have to make a shvua. Teretz says it's berabim. So
this only goes to
the shema. One second. There's a problem. Right. So this now. Grab it into sand, because what I have a raya on, I only have a raya on whether I'm a mamuncha or not. I don't have a raya how I actually did the shechita. So I only have a raya on the chatzidov, kilo. I have a raya that I can prove that I'm a mamuncha. But even though I'm a mamuncha, you still don't know how I did the shechita. Maybe I butchered the shechita bedavka or bemezid. Sorry? A mamuncha's part, because we could assume that it was a ninus. A mamuncha doesn't do pshia, so we could assume it's a ninus.
The Maisa Hazak. And you want to say that it was a Maisa, so it's not a
Maisa Hazak. Oh, it's a different Teretz. But, 1 second, we come to another Teretz, Geshmak. Okay, but first let's go with this Teretz. The Taravid's Teretz is that it's B'mokum Rabim. So I'm just into Santa Hara that you see that din works even if the Edom can't testify the whole story. All they can testify whether I'm a mumcha. They can't testify exactly how I shechted. Maybe I deliberately wanted to mess you up and passel your animal. And we don't have to be choshed that, but Be'ezim, they don't have an edus in the whole story. Nevertheless, it goes on to Itzvin Yudas din. Okay, interesting. But that's state. So, kumt ois, late arrive, this whole dinner of Machaba is only, we're talking about a tabach l'rabin, if he was a public tabach. But let's say he does this as a hobby, he shechs for himself, and punk today, your neighbor, and you're saying, no, do me a favor, could you shech my chicken too? And you don't have the rabbim knowing whether he's a mumcha or not, then enech nami, he'll be potter. It's chiddush halacha. Don't be potter. This whole halacha is only because he's a tabak l'rabim. And when the mechaber says shulchani, we're going to have to say also as a shulchani, that's a shulchani l'rabim. And somehow the rabim know that not just he's a mumka. The rabim know that he's a mumka. The spitz mumka kedanka v'yisa v'enu tzarech l'islamic. Right? Because a regular mumka is not enough for shulchani. You have to be that spitz mumka, and you have to say the rabim could detect that as well. Okay. And b'chein kol k'yaitze b'zeh is like that as well. Dayin shita. All these cases, whatever going to tushtel, it's going to be azazah that he's a public umin, that the public could testify whether he's a mumka or not. Interesting. All right. Fine. I wanted to tie in that maybe there's an ulama mishpat here. You have to know how it works out. The ulama mishpat wants to suggest that when I bring a raya, do I have to bring a raya that a week ago when I shechted and butchered up the animal, I'm a mumka? Or is it enough to bring a raya that today I'm a mumka? So the Ulum HaMishpah, it's not over here, it's in Shin Lamed Hei. There's a halakha of the Ramah with a malamed, that if he could prove that today he's a malamed, you have a chazaka dahashta that could go back that yesterday he also was a good malamed that he knew. So the Ulum HaMishpah wants to say, so too benegeh to our halakha, if he could prove today that he's a mumcha in Shechita, then that's enough to say that yesterday he was a mumcha in Shechita. That's the Ulam HaMishra. So Mamela, the Ulam HaMishra, I have a simple answer. The Ulam HaMishra, you could say that you don't have to be a Tabach L'Rabim. Mishmoy said, Rabbit, as you do. But you don't have to be a Tabach. Even if you're a private Tabach, I'll give you Feher today. Go to an expert, let him Feher, you see if you know Hilchishchita, if you know how to Shech, you could prove today that you're a Mumcha. So it's always Yesh Raya. I could always prove whether I'm a Mumcha or not. So I'll never have it. I'm sure I'll always be obligated to prove an Ulam HaMishpat. Oh, very good. Excellent. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. That was my problem on the Ulam HaMishpat, that I could hear this by a Shulchani. I could give the Shulchani a Feher. I could give the Dain a Feher. But by a Tabach, chutz from the Yediyas of the Halacha, he also has to have the practice and the experience. He has to check that at least three times. Knowing the Halacha is not enough. He has to be an expert and have experience in Ma'amin Ez Yodav, in Hadashach. So the fact that you're going to Feher him today doesn't work. And from the fact that today, Gurada, you could say, well, yesterday he shechted three chickens, so he has experience, so what? But he butchered up my animal a week ago. It's not enough that he's a mumka today. You're going to have to know that he had experience before he butchered my animal. So, look, you won't have the Ulam HaMishpat Svarim.
In fact, it won't be a mumka. The guy who shechted three times, the shechted
no, the halakha is three times is already a mumka. That's a shakla. So he'll have to prove that he shechted three times before last week. So he'll have to do two things. He could prove, what he'll do is that you could fehem me on the Hilchos Shechita today, and klapi my experience, I'll have to still bring edim that I shechted three times before it. But if I'm not a mumka l'rabim, then I don't can prove that experience. No one will know that I shechted three times. I don't have edim on that. Yeah, but the chazaka now before is not just the yedid. The chazaka now before is I'm ma'amin ez yodav. If what are you going to prove? You're going to bring edim that yesterday I shechted three times. So what? So you got experience yesterday, right? But that I have a chazaka da'ashta. That's true. No, but the experience is not just the knowledge. Experience is a mitzvah. I have to have experience. So you're going to show me that experience yesterday. How did I know I had experience a week ago? Because I checked it three times yesterday, it shows that I checked it also three times last week?
No, it shouldn't have to be shocked, because you have you're right out in town.
Right. So, yes, it shows me that I'm a skilled sheikhit, and I might be as skilled as if I have experience. Fine. But that's not enough. You have to actually have experience. I mean, let's say you have somebody who's perfect with his hands, but still, if you didn't have experience three times, you have no right going touching my animal without telling me that you're an idiot. So, then, and you see, he botched up my animal. So you see that it didn't work. So you have no right to do that. So it's not enough to show me that yesterday you checked the three. You have to show me that you checked the three before. So maybe that's why the Raivitako needs him to be a Tabach L'Rabim. But Klapi Shulchani or a Dainer, any other Umin, Umnis, and Ekonami, maybe it's enough just to show me that I'm Umin today. Mamele, it always has a din of Yesh Raya, because I could give you a Feher today. I'll give you a Feher today, and you'll be a Yesh Raya. That's okay. Because that's the Raivit. Now the problem,
you come
over
three times, what's it
behavior?
No.
This person to have a shush to shech, we don't give smicha to you.
Someone had to have seen you three times.
Right.
So then you always have eight
by three times. No, but how do, no, yesterday. But, let's say I'm a private check, I only check for myself. Right? And now, and punk, you know. And mumkul rabbi means that it's no.
Had someone watching you three times, otherwise you never came.
Well, with my nana, we know that you have to have three times before you get a smicha. But oh, one from right here. Oh, you won't have eight. You only have an eight echad. That's also true. Good. The problem with this pshat.
This month over here, the same day as Rebbe
There are Achoyne who want to say that the Maisa it's a fakir from the Shach. We had the Shach. The Shach says from the Mashal, all you need to do is three times. The Prima Godam, Iyas Akasha, want you have the Roy Mumkane Tzushkitahin, and let the Roy work for him. And that Achoyne get out of, but the Ran, or Chubis Harosh, that Roy Mumkane Tzushkitahin doesn't mean that they Shacht right. Roy Mumkane Tzushkitahin means that they Shacht, and if they give it to you, they Shacht it right. But there are mumka also to know that they did the bedikas on the treifas, that it wasn't the treifa. But they have a right to make a mistake and make a treifas, or the animal itself could be a treifa, but then they'll notify you. So Reimung and Shekitim just means that if they gave it to me and told me it's kosher, then it's kosher. But it's not a Reimung and Shekitim to tell me that they shechted 100% right. So I don't know, that they get out of that kasha, but they still have, again, I'm going to compare with the right kasha. Now the problem with this Reimung Teres Sokhari is Bishloim by a Tabach, I understand, he's a shoima. He took my animal. He's a shoima. So you have Isi ben Yehudis din. But by a shulchani, he never touched my coin. And we already discussed last week, he's not a shoima. And by a dain shata, he's not a shoima. And what you're getting him is for garmi, like the Gemara says. You're getting him from garmi. So then, what's Isi ben Yehudis din? Unless you want to stretch Isi ben Yehudis din. And say Isi ben Yehudis din is not a din limited to shmira. It's a din in all over. That by mazik as well, if you have Edim and you can prove it, you're going to be chayiv. That's a big chiddush. It's a tumult amongst the achrenim if you could stretch Isi ben Yehudis din. Pashas is a Ramon, Kuf Pei Zayin Siv Gimel, who says you can't. That it's only limited to shmira, only to shomrim. So the Ravid, I have no problem, because the Ravid was learning the Gemara. The Gemara was talking about a Tabak. He has very good shmak ateres. But the Machaba, who stretches it, which is the Rambam, to Shulchani, and stretches it to the chen kol kiyaitu that to any omen, even if you're not a shema, lechay is hard to stretch Isi ben Yehudis din to everywhere else to a dain shita. What's going on? Lechay will be a problem. So this teretz is a question. Machrim saying it on the machaba. That's a bit problematic. There's a Riki Vega in Shem Tshuva over there. He says another teretz. He actually says all three teretz, and I'm going to discuss tonight. He wants to say that you could be mighty mammon with a roiv and a chazakah. Enok mammon acharoy, but you have a roiv plus a chazakah together that's strong enough to be mighty mammon. Memel over here, he says like this. First, you have roiv people in the world are not omnim. So first, I have a roiv against you. And then I have a chazakah meyakara. When you were born, you zichah didn't know chashkita. So if you're telling me that you know chashkita, means you learned it sometime. Good, but there was a time in life that we know there's a chazak me'ekara that you zikha didn't know hukushkita. You're claiming you broke that chazak and you learned. Okay, beseda, prove it. Because I have a roiv in the chazak against you. What am to roiv metzion et hushkita? So I could defuse that roiv. Why? Because you messed up. You manabu this animal. Roiv animals that are messed up don't come from mumchen, because mumchen don't mess up usually. So klap your roiv mumchen to shchita. I have a roiv from the fact that baharik baraglav is in the veil in front of me faket. So that negates your roiv, so that you know it's a wash. So now I have a regular roiv that roiv people in the world are not on them, and I have a chazaka may occur that you're not an omen. So roiv and a chazaka is enough to be mighty moment. I say tiny Riki Vega. The mice is, it's not just Riki Vega, the Beis Halevi says a similar teres to Lama Mishpat, just the Beis Halevi says that it's not so poshik because he's proved that it's makhlukis rishonim if you could be mighty moment with a roiv and a chazaka. So over here it won't be so poshik. You'll have to say we're going like those Rishonim. Okay, not so geschmack. By Shulchani, it's easier. Shulchani, you have two roivs, right? Because Shulchani, you don't have that problem of roiv mitzvah et hashkitas. You have stammer roiv. Roiv people in the world are not Shulchanim experts. And second of all, if you made a mistake, then you have a roiv that most mistakes don't come about through people who are on them. So you'll have a double roiv with a chazaka. Maybe that pays better. Chazaka with two roivs might be better. I don't know. But at least, lekar that should be totally in a makhlek as Rishonim. Right, the Rav doesn't give this teretz, correct. Why didn't he give this teretz? Okay, maybe he didn't hold of that roiv people in the world. But you're right, you have to know why the Rav didn't give this teretz. Third teretz of the Kiveiga is your teretz, and this teretz, a lot of Kranim say as well, that the Beis Alev, Yerim, Beisim, Kotev, Yisraim, Kudushirim, Kavishim, Abnei Nezach, Hasanish, they always say this teretz, that you have a mazik in front of us, There's a definite hezek here. You caused the nevela. So I have a vade hezek in front of me, and you're tining that you have a ptur, that you're an oinus. When you have a vade hezek with a sofik ptur, so to speak, alecha lahaviraya. And that's also not so pasha, but that's what they wanted to say. Every shomer is nishpah. That's the Torah's din. Yeah, and that shomer is not a vade mazik. He has a din mitzad shmira. Here we're getting out to regular adam hamazik because he either garmi or adam hamazik that he shechted. So it's more direct. Rather, Rav Meir Simcha says that hayoyis din is als garmi. This type of lomdus would only work if we pass him garmi is midin. But if you hold garmi is only miknoso, and that's how the shach goes in shinpei ches shinpei. Vav, sorry, that he's only out knas. You won't have this, right? You can't say a vade knas in front of us with a suffix with her. No, if you don't know, you have a knas. You don't have a knas. So it's also not so poshut. We once had a sugya that if I cut down your tree and you come to claim it's a gemara, it's maklekes yishayim, and you come to be mechayim, and I say, what do you mean? You gave me permission. So I'm a mazik, but the makloikis, if you gave me permission or not to get you out of the hezik, and you say, you never gave me permission, so that's also makloikis yishenim. If you could use Islam, there's a yavavadi hezik with a sofik patur, so to speak. Okay, you could be makalik. But kids, it's also, but those are the three terutzim. First teretz is you have isi ben yudit, a yesh roya. The second teretz is you have a roiv and a chazaka to be mighty moment. And the third teretz is you have a vade hezik with a sofik patur. All right. Well, I'm the muksik is a bari, correct?
So normally by any day like this, so you need a bari of sham. Right?
Correct, the other way around. Okay. Correct. 100%. I agree. All right, let me throw out a shayla, and the chayyah should be told on these terutzim. The chayyah. What happens if we have a machleikis gufa? Means I'm tining that you know that I'm a mumka. Not stam that I taina mamukha and you don't know. And you say, I'm not a mamukha, you just don't know. I taina that you know, I shechted already three times for you. You know I'm a mamukha. You're the one who fed me on my yukha shechita. When I took smicha, and that's why you came to me, right? And you know, you were the one who gave me the fahad. And you say, don't remember anything. I don't know anything.
Is it a riot? You came to me as a riot?
No, I know. Yeah, a lot of people go to people not mamukha. Every head is right. If we have a question, not stam whether I'm a mumka, we have a question whether you know that I'm a mumka or not. So if you learn like the second and third teretz, that is a raven and a chazaka, so you still have a raven and a chazaka to be mighty moment. And if you hold of the last teretz, you have a vade hezek with a suffix ptur, vaiti still have vade hezek. But in Isi ben Yehuda's din of Yesh Raya, here I'm a masupik, stark. I didn't have time to look up over there, but I'm very masupik. In Isi ben Yehuda's din, it's a din that I have to bring Eidim. Let's say I tiny, you take me to Bezin, I'm a shoima, and I say something happened to it, and you say, okay, prove it because it was Baramim. And I say, what do you mean, prove it? We went to a dintoria last week by a different Bezin, I already proved it, I brought two Eidim, I proved it already. And you said, Ladam, you never had a different Bezin? Nah. Now what's the halacha? Now it's not a shayla can I prove it? I already proved it. And you're tining, I didn't. Now there's a regular hakasha, nothing to do with shmir, it's a regular hakasha, bari a bari. And I say I proved it, you say I didn't prove it. It's like any, l'chayra should fall out on the mitzvah to make a veil of raya. L'chayra, it's a stretch a little bit, but l'chayra, you were there, you're the raya, why do I have to bring more aidim? You're the aid. You're the biggest aid. You know that I'm a mumcha. What do I have to bring another aid for?
And you. Basically,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know the halacha. I don't know. I'm clearing in Yizim and Yudizim what would be the halacha. I saw a grad that the Shai Yosha and Shar Aleph Perakei, Toich Dvarev, maybe this is what he means. And it doesn't say Yizim and Yudizim Mamish, but Toich Dvarev, he says this case that I taina that you know I'm a mumcha, and he taina that Enachanami, the umum them will be potter. This type of a lumpness. If I tiny, you know, so you know. So if you tiny, you don't know. So it's a stomach question, nothing to do with Shmira. If what, sorry? Right.
You want Makabu to give me his job with a Torah of oneness.
Why? Because I tiny, you know that I'm a mumka. Yeah, but I tiny, I don't know. So now what? I have a body Isaac in front of us, that's for sure. And I don't know. So your Tanya, I gave it to you. And I say, I didn't give it to you.
But it's more than the Torah. It's saying that he was Mekabel himself.
He's Mekabel his part. He understands that you're an Oinus. He gave you a special Ptur where he understands that you're an Oinus. I mean, maybe you have like the Ramban Rivov, he said that other mood lo'ilam, so if I go to him and I'm giving him lo'isik b'shus, so then I'm giving him a Ptur. That type of alumnus, I hear, maybe. But when it's time, if you go like Taiz's time, Omun is potter because it's an Oinus. He's potter because Shem is potter, an Oinus. Adamaz is potter, an Oinus, Kain Geneva. Alright, fine. Shem. Zakta, two more things we have to move on. The Chasdei Dov, I once mentioned this, the Chasdei Dov, it said that today you could prove that you're Mumcha with a Ksav Smicha. Because since the minig is that we don't give a Ksav Smicha unless you already not only know the halakas, but you already checked it three times, Tana Goylem nonetheless, right? From the Yom Shishlam, the Teres Chaim already says this. So, Mel, if I have the Ksav Smicha, this is my Raya, then I'm a Mumcha. So, Mel, that would be my Patur. Alright. Interesting. But the parallel is, Rabbi Isai, is that on the page, no one asked the Shiloh, what's going on? It's very sick and late to Terutim, they have different African meanings, and you'll have to know. Maybe in another case, you won't have a Raven Kazaki. You'll have to go through each case to know which terrace, which is applicable. All right, let's move on to Sifkas. Sifkas talks about a very important Indian. It's like the ending of the Simen. It talks about how to get rid of a woman that batches up. Right, you hide somebody, and mid-course, in the middle of the term, he messes up. You have a right to fire him. Very important halacha, and it's a shtickle of eye-raising halacha. Let's see. Hanatei ilonis levnei medina. If the kehila hired someone to plant trees, the township hired tree planters in town. Shehifsid, and he messed up. Even if he wasn't hired by a rabbin, even if he's hired by a yachid. You can see it's a maklekes makab ramah. But in the makab, it's only by a rabbin. He gives all a few more cases. V'chein tabak shel b'nei yair, shenibel ha-behemus, v'amak is dam. Also, he was a physician of the ear. He was makas dam for the ear. Shachaval, and he batched up. He hurt the person. Va'asayfe shatoa b'shtaris. So you have a seifa who messed up in shtaris and didn't put the right information in the shtar or left out some conditions. Unfortunately, we've had this already. There was a famous story about 10 years ago that there was a lawyer in a molten, not million dollar deal. It was like hundreds of million dollar deal. And by accident, he left out 1-0. And it was an afkamina, a hoinra, like it was between 600 million to 60 million. It was an afkamina, 540 million. It was like a major thing, and it was a whole lawsuit about it, disbarred and whatever. I don't know, the major mess up. Umalami tinaikis, shaposha bi tinaikis, v'lay lamad. He didn't learn with them, he didn't show one day. So that's a pshia with the tinaikis. He was absent, so the kids were climbing the walls. I feel a rag yomayim, even 1 or 2 days. Oy lomad betoyis, or he did learn with them, but he taught them the wrong pshat. He's lomad betoyis. That's a v'chol kiyotze beilu, or any other type of omen who makes these types of tuusim. It's not v'ho omnim. So it's v'ho omnim. V'chol, that's how the first has it. V'chol kiyotze beilu ho omnim. She'i efsha she'yakzeru ha'hefsid she'efsidu. They did azasa toyis, that it's irreplaceable. They can't fix that toyis. Mesalkin oysam b'loy hasra. You have a right to remove them, to let them go without any warning. Why? She'ein k'musrim b'loyim them. They're like warmed. You do this job and you make such a mistake that's irreplaceable, irrepairable, you're Musra Vaimid, you're warned. You should know, I don't even have to tell you, you make that thing that's cause for fire. Achi ishtadlu b'malachtam, until they are mishtadlu what they could in their malacha, hoil v'emidu eisam atzibah lehem. Since the tzibah hires them, when the tzibah hires you, you have to be very, very careful. You have to have extra zrizes b'malacha, like the Chuvah Zerivash and Kufyut Gimel says. And Mameila, if you blow it, that's already a cause for being terminated. They were Muslim v'ayinim, they're Muslim v'ayinim that they have to work hard in their malacha and not make these type of mistakes. So the Machaber learns all these cases I talked about where you are hired by a Rambam. The Ramah says on the first case in Atei Ulanis, that's even by a Yachid. And the Sma points out correctly, of course, that it's not limited just there. It's the entire Sif. Every case where the Machabe says the Rabbim, the Rama holds, it's even by Yochid. You have a private tutor as well, and he doesn't show, that's cause for fire. That's it. That's cause. That's an irreplaceable loss. Now, why are these cases considered irreplaceable? And the Machlok is showing why. And based on their pshatim, it will be Nogei Lamaisa how we apply these halakas. Let's go just through a couple of them. The Ravid asks, why are these upset the Dohada? Let's say a Tabach. He messed up on the animal and he's manabled the animal. So let's say he caused me a hefset of $500. So why is it replaceable? He'll write me a check for $500. He replaced. What was my hefset? $500. He paid me. So why is it a hefsid that the Mechabe says that if she yaks a hefsid she hefsida? Huh? I'll get the $500. I'll buy another animal. Check again. Huh?
Who says it?
I'll buy the next animal.
That's if there is.
Oh, if there is. Okay, fine. So
the case.
Sorry.
The kid was proof the case against.
Fine, so we'll have to go through it. So Dr. Ivy says a bunch of these to Ruzim. And the Ivy goes as far as saying, Elam, are you going to tell me that he's talking about we was menabel bechinam? I didn't pay him for his job. And memela that look is a woman is potter when he does a bechinam. So he says, so what do you mean I'm firing him and I'm causing him a loss? Who cares? He's fired. So he's, I relieved him from his voluntary duty. So forget it. He should be thanking me for relieving him. So Ravi says, maybe by bechinam it is that I cause him that he can never go into shechita again, whatever, until he proves his umness. All right. But the Ravi says, if I paid him, so the Ravi, the pshat is, that either, yeah, sure he's going to pay me, that's true he's going to pay me, that's very nice that he's going to pay me, but I already have my whole banquet prepared, I have guests here, and by the time I'm going to get the next animal and check the next animal, you ruin my whole barbecue, that's it. I'm going to be so embarrassed, my guests are going to be embarrassed, they were starving the whole day because they heard that, wow, they're coming to a Mamasha Festa barbecue tonight, and there's no barbecue. So I'm going to be embarrassed, they're going to be embarrassed. So the boishes is irreplaceable. Then he says also, what happens if there's no more animals, so to speak, to be found? It's at the end. So until I get the next animal, it's too late. The kids are Zimni Damatsikle Bisra Tuva Valesli Elahai, this is the only animal I needed. All the other animals are there. Make a chasa for a few hundred people. I needed every animal. I can't get, that's it. I bought all the animals in town. There's no more animal to get. My mail it's considered said the Dolehada. There's a Talmud Rashba, the Talmud Rashi says another pshat. The Santa case, he says, it's talking about where he was menabel the behema, and he gave me the behema apparently without telling me. So he's Michael Nevelis. That's a said the Dolehada. All right, that's the Talmud Rashi's pshat. The problem with the Talmud Rashi's pshat to put in now in Mechaba is we're going to see that the Ramah says that you can only fire them if they botched up three times. And that's clear. If he's Michael Nevelis, that's clear. Even if he does it only one time, he's out. That's cause for fire. That's a Chuvah Sirirash Kof Yigimel. And we're only dealing with, we cause this Hefsedi Mamah, not Hefsedi Yisurim.
Shege?
Yeah, he could have been Shege, but... He fed me the animal. I mean, he was a sheikh. He didn't even know that it was a treifa. He's a sheikh. He knows it's a treifa. He has to check. That's part of being a sheikh. So if he's a Michael Nevelis, so then that's a cause for fire right away. All right. What's the case of Netea? So it's also, I mean, the sheikh. I know, but he has no right to check. That's cause for fire. Maybe it's going to be a sheikh in the next halacha and invite to be Michael Nevelis. It's something that you can't.
It wasn't Michael
Nevelis. I hear. All right. Now, by Natiya, what's the case in Natiya? He planted. So what's the say that the Lord of Vita? If he's mafsid, let him pay. So Taisa is the kasha. Taisa said that the reason why he's mafsid is because of either the tree grew. But had he done a better job, it would have grown better. And that difference, I can't be mechayiv him. Either because it's Menias HaRever, or it's impossible to shatz up. How would I know how better the tree would grow? It's like something I can't even assess. So Mamela, he'll be potter. Like the song was here saying that he'll do something that you might not be able to get him on. The Talmud Rashba says is that, yeah, till you're going to plant a tree, in between there was growth that was lacking. Yeah, in 2 weeks from now you'll plant a tree, but for those 2 weeks I could have had growth. I could have had larger fruit or whatever, more fruit. So that's Apseidah Dolohada. V'cheina, we have to understand that that's considered Apseidah Dolohada. There's a Ritva I'm not sure if this Ritva, I don't understand it. Ritva says it's upset at the Lahada because the Tzibah doesn't want to be repaid. They want their item. They don't want to have a Hezek and take you to a Din Torah. They don't need the Tircha taking you to a Din Torah. They don't want to get paid to be replaced. They want their item. Later Ritva, then everything should be upset at the Lahada. Unless he means, he's talking about where it's a mistake that you could fix. You don't have to pay for it. You could fix the mistake. And you botched up. You did this Ram Trunk wrong, so you could fix up this Ram Trunk. I don't know. But that's not the Mechab. The Mechab is talking about a Hefzid, Shefzidu. It doesn't sound like it's talking about that you could just fix it, that, or you can't fix it. It's talking about a Hefzid that you... It's a different type of Hefzid. It's not talking about a Hefzid that you can't repay it. All right. Whatever. Fine. What's the reason why you're mesalik these people? I mean, let's first do a Raman, then we'll go more into it. V'yesha mezakta Raman, da'afa pisha in tzrichan asra, even though you don't need asra for these things, mikomokum bi'inin chazaka, they have to batch up three times. The atch you mugzakin, to batch up, you can't fire them, oisha yisruben, unless you gave them a warning. If you give them a warning, then even if they batch up once, they're going to be fired, because you warned them, you better not batch up. But without a warning, you can't fire them unless they have a chazaka to batch up. Loy misalkinin lahu. So now, interesting. So now it's a little harder. They made a pseida deloy hada, so they batched up big time. Still, I can't fire them until they do it three times, unless I give them a warning. But without a warning, they have to do a pseida deloy hada three times. Zakra Moshe, what's the lomdis? Why could you fire them? Zakra Moshe, it's not a punishment ala avar. It's to prevent yourself from the future. If this guy messed up three times, he has a chazak to mess up, he might mess up again. And yes, he might mess up again. I don't want such a guy. It will be a right to say that the Lord. So I have a right to be mesalikim to prevent a loss in the future. That's Ramay. Melu Zak Ramay, a pella de kahalacha. Zak Ramay, it's in Chelik Aleph Memzayin. The Maisa was that there was Shutfim. And one guy was supposed to man the office, and he wasn't showing up to the office. And it was clearly upset at the Lada. Because he wasn't manning the office, the business suffered. Sokra Moshe, Hayoy, the only reason why you're allowed to be a Mesalikim is for the future, not for Einish for the past. He said that since this guy said that the reason why he wasn't showing up in the office is because he was too busy trying to buy a house to live near the office, to live the business, and now Baruch Hashem, he already bought the house, so now this excuse won't be in the way anymore. So if Mikan Velik, we could assume he'll show up to the office, you have no right to fire him, even though he didn't show up to the office for weeks and weeks and he messed you up big time, because it's not an oinish for the past, it's for the future, and for the future, Pashas will show up for the office. In Metzias, I don't understand how much so well, because usually if the guy's in shock because he's trying to buy a house, I mean, tomorrow's not showing up because of midwinter vacation, and the next time not showing up because his wife needs him at home, and that guy, it means the guy doesn't have responsibility to the business. He's not devoted to the business. But Moshe said, since he told me that the reason why he didn't show up is because he didn't buy the house, and now he bought him, he already bought the house, so now that onus is removed, so now you could assume he's going to show up, and now you have no right to fight him, even though he caused irreparable damage. All right. Sorry? If he didn't... He didn't show up for a long time. But Surah, as you said, the whole thing is a chazak, it's what we're afraid that is going to happen in the future.
What if he repairs his look at it? He proved himself good already. You can find it now.
I don't know. If it's showing up, maybe new. But if it's batching up on animals, so you might... Yeah, but maybe you batch up again. I see. What it means is you did 10 good, but maybe do the 11th no good. If you have a history of doing stuff no good, doesn't mean that you're going to batch up every animal from time to time. So I'm afraid you're going to batch up again. I don't know. It sounded like he was worried about the future. That's what it sounded like, and the job wasn't there. I can't tell you. That's what it sounded like. Now, there are those who... You could give him a straw that if you don't show up title tomorrow morning, don't come back again. Yeah, that you could do. That's the right itself. If you give a warning before, and that's fine. Now... A sheikh and mumka also makes mistakes from time to time.
Mistakes in the middle,
oh, if you have to do three right, Pashas, I don't know. No, okay, you have to do three right in a row.
Then to
I mean, you want to re-maxic yourself by three times. My question, no, because what I'm questioning you is not that you're not a mumka. I know that you're a mumka, but you're irresponsible. I know you know how to shet if you want to. If you want a check, well, then I know you know how. But right now, I have three. I see. Even that's consecutive.
Maybe that's
no, I see that you're irresponsible. You botched up three times. You're not supposed to ever make a mistake. And you botched up three times, so you're irresponsible. You're an irresponsible type of a guy. You have to do three times in a row? I don't think so.
The same way I have to become good, I mean.
No, that's if you prove to know Hilchos Shchita. We're not questioning whether you know or forgot. We're questioning whether you're lax at the job or not. I think you're lax if you let these mistakes happen. If you let these mistakes happen, even not consecutively, Lachar, you're lax at the job. Oh, so that's a problem. Is that over how much time? I don't know. I don't have any answer. I was bothered by that as well. I mean, is it eventually they'll make a mistake? So over 10 years, I made three mistakes. So then that's a cause for fire. I don't know. I hear the problem. Well, it sounds like we're talking about where he's claiming he was a shegig, but he could have eventually. Mizaitan, and then maybe not. He could have. It's something that is debatable that he should have been more careful on.
L'chayr.
Well, I know, because we could say that even though it was, he was paid and he has to repay Zakharivid, but it's still upset at the other because I lost out my banquet or whatever it is. I lost out, I was embarrassed my guests. So it's something that he's going to repay me for.
No, the customer is questioning if he got paid, right?
Right. Good. But so the Ravid held that if he's Bechinim, he'd be part, and if he's Beschai, he's going to be Chai, like we said before. But he's the same Oinus. It's Oinus Kang Gnev, Allah. All right.
Three times have to be examples of
Tzedek L'Hadah,
or is this
worried
about the future?
No,
Lachai
has to be Tzedek
L'Hadah. Even though worried about the future?
Correct, correct. Lachai has to all be three times Tzedek L'Hadah, correct. And Gerad, there are some who want to say, there's a Bris Avram and Chelek Beis Yeradei Simin Dalid, and a Meshav Dov and Chelek Beis Simin Zayin, who wants to say that it's all the Shitosim. The Mechaber doesn't mention three times. That's because the Mechaber is talking about an Umin for a Tzibah. The Tzibah hired him. The Ramah says you need three times. That's because the Ramah holds that we're talking about even who are then Liyachid. For a Yachid, you need to be warned three times. But for a Tzibah, it's enough. For a Yachid, you need to make three mistakes. But for a Tzibah, even one mistake is grounds for termination. That's what they want to say. Lachar is Mefush Raket. There's a Chuvah Srivash. That same Chuvah Kuvigim was Mefush Raket. He was a Omen for a tzibah. Nevertheless, he said that you would need three times, if not for the fact that it was Michael Lissurim, and for Issa, we don't have it. And in Pashtus, the tourism of Fushvaket, and even the Ramah just said, Yishayim, they need three times. They're going on the Machab as well. Rather, even the Ramah said, Huadin, a Yachid as well, but it doesn't mean that we're talking about only a Yachid. It's talking about the whole story. I've had the Shua on the Machab's case as well for a tzibah. And yet, he needs it three times. So it's very hard to fire a guy midterm. You have to have a Pseidah de la'ada three times unless you give him a warning. I want to bring it out, like hit home with this. Is that, let's give a story, right? You have a guy hires a handyman to fix something or to renovate his house. And if he starts renovating, I don't know, he installed the toilet wrong. And what else he did in the sink, I don't know, it was dripping. I don't know. He's doing a couple of things wrong. So you already lost faith in this guy, and you say, you know what? Cult of bye-bye. I don't want you on my job anymore. Right? Now, what was that? The woman says, okay, I'll reinstall the sink. I'll fix the faucet. I'll fix the toilet. What is this? This is the pseudo, the hoda. I have the ability to fix it. So even if I do 1,000 mistakes, we have no head to fire a guy midterm. The whole head to fire a guy is if you do a pseida deloy hadar three times. Vice versa, if a guy does a pseida de hadar that he could fix, there is no head to fire the guy midterm. So what's the shear? What? Maybe a contractual obligation. I hired him. Yeah, I'm saying if he's midterm, it's not midterm. It's like we're talking about midterm. This is talking about where he was employed. He is the planter of the city or the sheikh of the city for the year, and I'm firing him in midterm because of his pleida. But if he's a pseida de hadar, we don't find, at least here, we don't find the shear. Now, I'm just bringing it out. So it's a very hard halakha to swallow. At what point could you tell the guy, enough, it's not working out?
There's also Beth Tech said that I'm going to catch every mistake. I caught some of those mistakes, and how much do I know? I don't know that much, so he could have been
So you're saying another reason why it might be. So this is a bit problematic here, how to apply this halakha. Certainly, I could say that if he makes enough mistakes, that in for him to correct those mistakes, he's lengthening the job beyond what's acceptable, so then I can get him for that. I can get him that he's being bashay on the job, that the job's not being done, performed in a timely fashion. But it's never concrete, you know, black and white. You know, you have a few weeks to do it. And let's say he started bright and early the first day and he made 20 mistakes. And then bright and early the second day, he still has another 2 weeks for him to finish a job, to fix all his mistakes. We don't find anywhere, at least not here, that you have a right to fire the guy in midterm. Question: how much you have to be soivel? If you make a mistake, no, maybe he's careful to make sure that he only does little mistakes. You know, casual mistakes that he can fix. Something that he can't fix, so be careful on those mistakes. He's more careful. That's certainly part of the svara, because you see that you need to have three pseida de lahadas to fire the guy, right? What's the svara? Because a pseida de lahada, they said he wasn't so careful. He's just building. By the way, when you build houses like that, they'll just build them. Don't worry about it. After you tell me all the things I have to correct, I'll correct. I just want to get, you know, knock out the house. Framers do that. Plumbers do that. Because the cleaner kaitan he'll deal with later on. He'll cap the pipe, whatever. He'll deal with it later on. So the question is how many do I have to be soiver before I can tell him to go? All right. Sorry? The Ramah says over here, Yoim o Yomayim. He was Pasha Bitinoikis for Oilamad, Yoim o Yomayim. What does Yoim o Yomayim mean? So the Sma says, Yoim o Yomayim, it's a funny lotion. If he already could fire him after one day of Batala, certainly 2 days of Batala. So the Sma.
The Ramah can't fire after one day.
So 2 days, then maybe not either.
Right.
So maybe you need three mistakes. So yeah, but he said, I feel like you're in your mind. But still, why do you need two? If you can verify me after one, what's the self of two? So this man says he's capping on the Lashon HaPasuk Yema Yamayim, which means the Chazal Dashin, which means Me'es Le'es. When someone hits an Evid and he dies, as long as he stays alive, Me'es Le'es, he's fine. So then there's a different din. And Mele, he says over here, maybe that's what it means, Yom Yomayim means a day. The problem is that the case of the Mechaba of Lomad Betoyis, you can find him right away because he made a mistake, Betoyis. What was the mistake? What's the problem? Why is it a Pseida de Lada if you teach a mistake? So Betoyis is, it's a Pseida de Lada because at that time that you were teaching him Falshab Shad, you could have taught him good shot. So Mamela, those 10 minutes is a pseida de lahada. He'll never recoup those 10 minutes of Torah that you botched up on. So you see that, and on there the Mordechai learns out this halacha kosher kain kavachayma, that if he doesn't show up for a day or two, mamish is loshen yemi yamayim, you can fire him. So you see that it's even on a non-normal amount of a mistake, lachay you can fire. As I affected, I'm a subshat.
No, it's not that. He's 3 hours every second.
Whatever his job is.
Okay, usually he has minutes, right?
Okay, whatever the job description is, that is the key to it. Well, that twice he was teaching, right? So he could have taught scripture instead.
Right. So, 1 minute,
so that 1 minute is also a reason why to find you. That's upset at the law. All right. I would suggest a pshat like this. In Shin Lamed Gimel, there's a Goy Sashri, the Shach brings down in Shin Lamed Gimel, that if a Rebbe wants to back out, Chatzi Ayoim, there's halachas of Dova Ovid, you can't back out. Even though a Poel could back out, Chatzi Ayoim, but if it's a Dova Ovid, it's replaceable, you can't back out. A Melamed who wants his cut in the middle of the day, is that a Dova of it or not? So Goy Sashri said, Venzachan the Talmud, Venzachan the father. There are some fathers who are very makbit that their son shouldn't go batala even a second. So if it does our father, it's considered a dover of it. And there are other fathers or kids who need a break from time to time. They need vacation. They need recess. That's librius. That's a Goy Sashri. Mamela for him, if the Rebbe is going to be Choyz Bechatze Yoim, and it'll only take you a few hours to find a replacement or a day or whatever it is, so that's not considered a dover of it. I say, Dr. So I think that's what this Ramah is just saying. If the daybreak is not acceptable, he doesn't need it, so it's upset at the Lada. If 1 day recess is fine, if midwinter vacation is fine, Hanukkah vacation is fine, but say this, so then 2 days is the problem. 2 days is fine, then 3 days is the problem. Whatever your child is, according to your story, that's how we know whether it's upset at the Lada or not. All right. Let's just finish up the Ramah to finish up the Simen.
employee, they make a mistake. So, and if it's say to the chadar, they would theoretically have to do it on their own time. They do it on their time.
L'chay, correct. Right. L'chay, they would have to do it on their own time. Mask him. I'm asking. All right, let's finish up the Ramah. Hanois and Moyes Lachaveh looked up like Sefer Torah. Venimta by Tayis or Tuyis. There are a lot, many Tuyis him. Vitzorik Liskar Achesh Yagia Isai, and you have to find someone to be a Magia. Imain Tayis Shaderek Sefer Litayis, if it's a normal amount or normal type of Tuyis that Sefer made. Ain't a Sefer Chayiv Klum. Avil Imtor Kokak Shein Derek Litayis, if he made it's an unacceptable amount of mistakes or type of mistakes, then he's going to be chayiv to repair those mistakes. It's a tshuva to Rashba. And once he's chayiv, like the goyim, which is a tshuva to Rashba, you manapes hakol. You now be mechayiv him, not just for the extra 10% of the mistakes. You get him for all the mistakes. Let's say he made 110 mistakes. 100 is acceptable. The other 10 is not. So he's going to be chayiv, not just for the extra 10. Now manapes hakol. We see that he's a batlan, so he's going to be chayiv for the whole 110 mistakes. That is, that even if he makes the acceptable amount of mistakes that we say is potel, then he's going to have to be magia. When you hire someone to write a Sefer Torah, does it include in that writing Sefer Torah to be magia as well? I believe it does, Bismanenu, but if it does, then that's part of his job. He's going to have to fix those mistakes, even if there are only a few mistakes. But if it's in a place that when you hire someone to do write a Sefer Torah, it's not his job to fix those mistakes. And then, in Ahmad, if he made those mistakes, he fixed them himself. The Gia may atzmai. You didn't even ask him to it, but he did it. Because he's yoyred l'tzadik haveroi, which is oimid linota. It's oimid lita, because you're going to have to fix the mistakes of the Sefer Torah. So he did it, so he could charge you for writing the Sefer Torah, and then he could charge you a second price for fixing those mistakes that he made. Right? How does it go in America? You create the need and you fill it. So he created the need, he made those mistakes, but it was those acceptable amount of mistakes, and then he filled that need, and then he fixed those mistakes. He can get them, and he can charge you twice. That's a yayid. But if you don't trust him in being a magia, and you hire another magia to be a magia, then you don't have to pay him for a yayid. The halacha we had by Yari B'tzayik Sadduk Haver, even though I'm a Suyalita, it's a Makleg Zushainam, you could tell him, Akari Yolonka, V'tzay, take your trees away. So I'm telling you, take your Hagah away, so to speak. I don't need your Mumkis Hagah, because I don't trust you. I want to give it to someone else to be my Giyah. So Memela Zatar Kashuk, if I do that, I'll be potter on the Din Yari Chibay. I'm not have to pay for the Sefer Torah, because you made a normal amount of mistakes, but on the Magiyah part, I don't have to pay you. Alright, Rabbi Say, Agutavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.